Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday, the 22nd of April 2013. I was in a meeting with clients last week and we got onto the subject of passion and planning. The gist of the conversation was that you don't need to plan, you just have to let your passion take you where it's going to lead you. We talked about this in considerable detail, and I expressed the view that actually planning is very important, or else I don't think I would be a financial planner. Not only that, but planning is a way of helping your passions to come to the fore. One of my friends, Jane, has set up her own company. She manufactures and sells her own invention called Suguru, which has been dubbed the best invention since sellotape. It's really good stuff, I can tell you. It's a sort of silicon putty that you can mold into any shape before it sets. So you can use it to repair things, to adapt things that don't do what you really want them to do. But the important thing is that Jane has done it because she's passionate about tearing down the throwaway society. She wants to learn to adapt and mend objects rather than throwing them away, and has given the world the means to do so. But she hasn't achieved that without a good deal of planning, both personal and business. And in this case, Jane has aligned both her personal passions and her business interests, planned them together in a way that's made her produce a very successful product and a successful company as well. I'm passionate about planning too, and that's because I know that in general it leads to success. As a small example, I recall my first sales job in financial services many years ago. We were cold calling to make appointments to sell insurance. This was, I have to say, a long time ago. At the time, I had an excellent manager who, and very unusually in financial services in those days, made me plan my target market, my pitch, my call strategy, everything. And I knew that just about the first call I made was going to be spot on. And indeed it was, and it led to an appointment in less than 2 minutes. As a result of all that planning, I knew it was going to work, my manager knew, my colleagues knew, and it did. Similarly, in 2012, I was determined to achieve a time in the Great North Run half marathon of under 2 hours and 15 minutes. Previously, I'd always come in around the 2 hours 30 mark, and I was determined to do something better than that last year. So I planned a training program and developed a plan for race day. They both worked perfectly, and I crossed the finishing line in 2 hours 30 minutes. Point was, I knew I would, even before I'd started the race, because it was all in the planning and the preparation. Small examples these may be, but they do show that planning works. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." And the principle applies all the time, whether I'm running a client workshop, taking the family on holiday, providing a new service for clients, whatever I'm doing. If I plan it, I get results. And the same applies for our own personal finances, something that we so often fail to do miserably. And that's why I believe that financial planning, and actually more than financial planning, financial life planning, where we plan both our life and our finances together, is so important. It's why I am passionate about it, and it's why I believe that everyone should be doing it in one form or another. There is an argument, of course, that plans rarely survive contact with reality, and that's often cited as a pivotal argument for not planning. But what are the alternatives? Well, you win it, you take life as it comes, you act on your instincts and impulses, and with a good deal of chutzpah, a hefty dose of confidence, a wing and a prayer, and a bit of carpe diem, you might well achieve great things and get a great thrill and sense of achievement when you do. On the other hand, of course, though, you might well fail. We all know the old adage that by failing to plan, you plan to fail. And there is, I believe, a good deal of truth in it. So my message this morning is take time, prepare your finances, prepare your plans, and I believe it's the greatest tool we have to help you to achieve fabulous things. That's it for me. Have a really good week. Take care. I'll speak to you next week.